the absorption, the second level of meditation, is generally itself divided into four levels. And throughout these four levels, the process of vertical integration, begun at the stage of concentration, continues. But here, of course, there's no question of integrating the conscious and the subconscious mind. That's already been done. Here, the conscious mind, the purified, integrated conscious mind, is itself integrated with the superconscious. And the energies of the superconscious begin to be tapped. Energies, that is to say, which are purely spiritual. So absorption represents the unification of the mind on higher and ever higher levels of consciousness and being. And as this process continues, one's cruder mental state and cruder mental functions are progressively refined, and their energies absorbed into the higher state and higher functions. For instance, in what we call the first level of absorption, there's a certain amount of mental activity present. We're still thinking about this, thinking about that. Maybe subtle thoughts about worldly matters, matters other than concentration and meditation, or perhaps even thoughts, reflections about the meditation itself, about the practice itself. But from the second level onwards, from the second level of absorption onwards, such mental activity, such thinking, is entirely absent. From that second level of absorption onwards, thinking as we know it entirely disappears. Now, if one says this, very often people think that because you're not thinking, you become sort of dead or inert. But this would be a great mistake. One might even say, because you're not thinking, consciousness becomes clearer, brighter, more intense, more radiant than ever. However, I don't want to give this evening too psychological, too analytical an account of the four levels of absorption. After all, we're dealing with states, with experiences, above the level of the ordinary conscious mind. We've just said that thinking doesn't occur as in the secondary level. So it's important not to think about these levels, not to think about the levels of absorption too much, preferably not at all, but to try to get some feeling of what they are like. And if one wants to get a feeling of what something is like, it's best to proceed not, as it were, analytically, not intellectually, but with the help of images and symbols and similes. So I'm going to describe now the four traditional similes for the four states of absorption. Similes which go back to the Buddha's own personal teaching. And the simile or comparison for the first stage of absorption is this. The Buddha said, suppose one takes in one hand some soap powder. Apparently in ancient India even they had soap powder. Soap powder. And in the other, water. And in a platter you mix the two together. He said, in such a way that all the water is fully absorbed by the soap powder. The soap powder is thoroughly saturated with the water. There's not a single speck of soap powder unsaturated, and there's not a single drop of water left over. There's a complete and perfect mixing and integration. And the Buddha said, the first stage of superconsciousness, the first stage of absorption, is just like this. He said, herein, the whole psychophysical organism is completely saturated with feelings of bliss, of ecstasy, of supreme happiness, and it's all, as it were, content. Right? The whole being is saturated. There's no part of the being, physical or mental, unsaturated, but there's not, as it were, anything left over. There's no imbalance. It's all calm and steady and stable and firm, naturally constant. So this simile is the one he gives for the first stage of absorption. And then the second stage of absorption is described like this. The Buddha said, there's a lake, a great lake of water, very pure, very still, calm, and there's a subterranean inlet, a subterranean spring, so that all the time in the very depths of the lake, there's a bubbling up of pure water from a great depth. So he said, the second stage of absorption, the second level of absorption is like this. It's calm and it's clear, it's peaceful, pure, translucent, but from an even greater depth, there's something even more pure, even more bright, even more wonderful, bubbling up all the time. And he said this is what the second level of absorption is like. And again, he said, the third level of absorption is like, if you like, the same lake, the same body of water, and lotus blossoms are growing in it. And the lotus blossoms are growing right in the water. They're standing in the water, soaked by the water, pervaded by the water. They're thoroughly enjoying the water, as it were. And he said, the third level of absorption is like that. We are, as it were, bathing in some higher element, a spiritual element. We're soaking, as it were, in it. We're living in it, moving in it, having our being in it, in a higher state of consciousness. And this, he said, is what the third level of absorption is like. And fourthly and lastly, you might think the Buddha was getting off of similes by this time. But fourthly and lastly, he said, it's like a man who on a very hot day has a bath in a great beautiful tank of water, washes himself, makes himself clean, comes out, and then wraps his whole body in a beautiful white, clean, new sheet. It's what the Indians call it, a dhoti, so that it sways all around his body, completely covering and cloaking him. So the Buddha says the fourth stage, the fourth level of absorption is just like that. So what does this mean? It means that one is, as it were, insulated by the higher stage of consciousness from the contact and the influence of those states and stages which are lower. It's as though one is surrounded by a powerful aura. It's not just you immersed in that state, but that state has, as it were, descended into you, permeated you. Not only that, it started radiating outwards from you, so that you have a sort of aura of meditation extending in all directions around you. You can't be very easily influenced or very easily affected then, but you can easily influence and affect other people. So these are the four levels of absorption. And perhaps if you want to recall them to mind, if you want just to get the feeling of them again, we can just recollect these four beautiful similes given by the Buddha to illustrate them. The soap powder and the water, the subterranean spring of the lake, the lotus is growing in the water, and the man who's just taken a dip in the water and who sits completely enveloped with pure, white sheet. So having, at least in imagination, perverse these four levels of absorption, he can come on to the third and the last stage of meditation. That is to say, to insight. I've dealt with the first stage, that is to say, concentration, at some length, because it's this that really concerns us most. And I've dealt with absorption more briefly. And now I'm going to deal very briefly indeed with insight, and then we shall conclude.